Blog Talk Radio.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees, and never thought you was trying to get close to me. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over, girl. And if I can weep for your love, I don't mind. That's the way I feel about you. Ooh, that's the way I feel about you. I know you've been hurt, and so have many others too. But that's the sacrifice that life put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over. You better think it over. I'm gonna talk about it.
Well, shalom, shalom, everybody. This is Jaina with another First Day of the Week and the Yehuda Project. Glad you guys was able to be here with me today. It's another day in the land of the living, a day that the Most High has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, because we don't have to be here. Some people didn't wake up this morning. So all praises be to the Most High Yah that He has given us, graced us with another day. I'm glad you guys are here. First, I want to say, before I forget, to the young man who lost his life in Tennessee, to his family, our heartfelt condolences go out to his mother and his stepdad and all of his family members. We are so sorry for your loss, the things that you have had to endure at the hands of the police, and the things that they have done to your son. I did not watch the video purposely because I don't even want to see it. I've heard it was horrendous. I've heard it's just beyond comprehension. You know, my personal belief, I don't believe this. Nobody just did that just because. I don't think we'll ever know the real reason why they did it. I was telling my daughter the other when we were talking about it the other day, I said he must have seen something he wasn't supposed to see. Something had to bring that on. It's hard to believe that humans can just do that to another individual just because. You know, and you wonder if these people are truly human to be able to beat him to death like that to the point where he just didn't survive. There's a reason why they didn't want that baby to survive. There's more to it than what's going on right here. And it's going to eventually come out, because that's my prayer. Whatever the real reason was, I'm asking the Most High to reveal it. Because it's hard to believe that people are that evil of you that just can do something like that. You know, and it's just hard to believe. You know, but again, you know, our heartfelt condolences go out to his family. We are definitely praying for you as you go through this terrible time in your life. And, you know, we will continue to pray, because that's all we can offer is prayer. Prayer is the only thing that can change the situation, but the truth will eventually come out. I think it was more to it than just a bad traffic stop. I think they got together and devised that out of themselves, but I think it was more to it than that. And they made sure he didn't live to tell it. So whatever it was, because it's just hard to believe that people could just do that. It's just hard to believe. You know, as much as I think it's harder to believe because they are, you know, they got the same skin color. Because I ain't going to say they are people, because I don't know who those are. But that they have the same skin color, and they've seen the oppression that we have had to go through. They've seen the things that we've had to deal with. It's just hard to believe. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. It's just a lot. You know, it's just hard to accept that. I mean, you know, if your own to do that to you, you know you ain't got, you don't stand a chance in whatever to make it through nothing else. It's just too dangerous. It is. It's just, it's time, y'all. It's time to really begin to pray. Like Mikael said yesterday on the cloud, it's time for the men and the women to pray. Because, honey, this is getting to be something else. And like I said, all our skin folk ain't our kin folk. And I just don't believe in my spirit that they just beat that boy to death like that for no reason. It's something else that happened. He either saw something he wasn't supposed to see, heard something and saw something he wasn't supposed to see, or what, I don't know what it was, but it's the reason why they didn't want that baby to live. All them men jumping on one man? No. Nobody said, man, that's enough. You just kept on pouncing on him until you beat him almost to death. Unbelievable. It's just unreal. Hold on. Area code 330, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Shalom, shalom. I just wanted to mention this fact. Okay, I've been stopped before, and not one time has an officer ever came up to the car and say, license, registration, insurance, they just snatched him out the car.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that in my life.
That's,
I mean,
what I'm saying.
Know,
it's more to it than that.
Right. They just took this kid out the car And he even asked him, what did I do? So, you know, yeah, it's something more. All right, thank you for listening.
No problem. It's more to it than that. It's more to it than that. That's my prayer, y'all. It's time to pray and ask the Most High to reveal what it really is, what really happened. Something they ain't telling. You know, because it ain't making sense. And usually when it don't make sense, it ain't true, in my experience. You know. But that's some serious stuff for people to be able to do that. But, you know, like I said, you know, one thing about, you know what I like about y'all? Y'all let you think you got away with something. I watch so many crime shows where these people done devised a way to take, they kill their wives, their kids, their family, and they think they done got away with it. But in some way, he fixed it where you get caught. And from what I hear, they turned their body cameras off, but the camera in the street light was the one that caught everything on tape. See, the Most High got away. He going to get you when you're doing something you don't have no business doing. So, you know, like I said, it's just a lot for a mother to watch, you know, to see her son get beat down like that. It's just, we have to pray for our children. We have to pray that our children are protected, which we do anyway. I know we do. Our children's children are protected because, you know, that's just evil. That's evil. They thought he seen something. It's more to it than this. It is. It's just more to it than this. I just refuse to believe that. But I wanted to make sure that I got that out of the way because that's something that, you know, everybody is talking about, you know, and, you know, it's heart-wrenching to see your own people, you know, people that have the same skin color as you, to just take out on that young man. That's just hard. Nobody said, okay, man, that's enough. Man, and chill out. Stop. There's more to it than this. I don't care what nobody say. I do. There's more to it than that, you know, but he'll reveal it just like he revealed the incident, and they all tried to lie and get away with it, and all that time he grabbed their gun and all that crazy stuff. There is no excuse for that at all whatsoever. None. No excuse for that. It was just too much, you know. So it'll all come out, and that's my prayer, that the Most High release the truth, you know, and that he be able to show what really happened, because that's just blamed out murder. So, you know, it's just, you know, and you know, another thing I wanted to say, as we became conscious and we've watched how the judicial system is set up, you know, how the financial system is set up, it's set up real similar to the laws that we have in our scriptures. It's set up really close to the laws that Yah has given the children of Israel. It's set up real close, you know, where debts are erased after 7 years, and, you know, they have created similar things. And these people are murdering people for sport. I watched a 27-year-old woman, and I think the young man was 24, 25. A 78-year-old man was in CVS getting his prescriptions, and they carjacked him. They pulled him out of the car. They shot him. And then when they shot him and took the car, they ran over the man, just drove over him. And I was just in shock, like, what kind of people, what's going on? But you know what it is? They do not fear the judicial system. And I'm going to tell you, everybody told me, well, we don't have the death penalty in our state, and we don't believe in killing people. Well, guess what? Our law states that if you shed innocent blood, you are going to die. When we come into our kingdom, if you shed innocent blood, you are going to die. He requires your life from you. You don't just get to take people's lives. And then we got to feed them for 25, 30 years. They walking around the correctional institution on the telephone, taking classes, eating 3 meals a day. Y'all got to do something about this judicial system, because these people do not fear anything. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They on death row for 30 years. I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. hadn't looked when they were walking them into jail was like, oh, what the hell, we don't care. No fear, no nothing. We got to do something. Something's got to change. I'm serious because these are young people taking people's lives like it is nothing. Like it's nothing. They drove over the 78-year-old man. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. You know? They drove him over. Like it was nothing, like it didn't mean absolutely nothing. It's sad. It's just terrible. It is terrible. I was like, what kind of people do that? Here, I found it. Hold on. Here we go. One moment. And I'm going to let you listen to it.
Well, those arrests happened overnight, and they happened after the arrest warrants were actually issued in this case. And according to the sheriff's office, they say these arrests were the culmination of unrelenting police work.
Case, Mr. White for first-degree murder.
19-year-old Javon White.
The court finds probable cause for first-degree murder.
And 25-year-old Jasmine Monroe.
He's 19, and she's 25. Just listen.
Each now accused in the death Sunday afternoon of 78-year-old Yuken Cummings. The affidavit for arrest saying Cummings suffered multiple gunshot wounds and blunt trauma crush injuries, with a witness saying once the shots rang out, the Mercedes backed over a person and drove over the person like they were driving over a speed bump.
That's the viciousness about it, you know, that they could even do that to an elderly man like that, you know, so it really hurts. It really hurts.
A son who just arrived from out of state speaking about his family's loss, both he and his wife asking their faces not be shown, but wanting to share their thoughts.
The pain is still as strong as it was on the day that we found out. But just knowing that these people are off the street is a blessing in itself, but it doesn't diminish the pain that we're feeling.
The report says a suspect, now believed to be white, was lingering in the CVS parking lot. Investigators say Cummings was killed, his car driven away. The car eventually found at a Daytona Beach apartment complex, and video showed two people walking away from it 45 minutes after the murder.
Court finds probable cause for carjacking with a firearm, bond stated no bond.
We're told surveillance cameras at a nearby Domino's clearly showed White and Monroe getting something to eat minutes before the CVS shooting.
It's broad daylight, so, you know, their actions, they don't care. They didn't care. So, you know, they just need to be dealt with.
I'm just glad that the investigators did their job in such a manner that they were able to apprehend someone in such a short period of time.
Now, according to the medical examiner, Cummings was shot three times and that the blunt force trauma was significant. The medical examiner is saying that the injuries, independent of one another, were bad enough to end a life. Reporting live in Orange County, Dave McDaniel, West 2 News.
Can you imagine? I mean, can you really imagine? They shot him and took his Mercedes, backed over him, and then drove over him again. 19 and 25 years old. These is us. I'll say that they have the same skin color that we have. These people are us that's doing this. Unbelievable stuff. These people, come on now, y'all. This can't be real. Is this really real? Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It's unreal that this has happened. Whew, I tell you, like he said yesterday, we need to pray. We need to show enough pray. Because this is evil on a whole nother level. There's no regard for human life. Just none. It's like whatever we feel like doing, we're going to do. We don't care about you, your family, no more. And the thing about it is they don't even care about their own family, because it's like, you know, you do those kind of things, and then you end up, your family is the one that has to deal with the fact that you've done that. You know? It's terrible. It's terrible. It is really terrible. It don't make no sense, y'all. Y'all just don't know. I'm going to give you another one. I want you to just listen to this. This is crazy, too. Listen. Here we go.
I was down to
talk
to my
doctor. Just 1 minute. Let me get this commercial out of the way. I don't know what, I don't know who these people are. I really don't. I really, really, it's sad. It really is sad to know that people can do
this. Breaking news update. While the search continues for a missing newborn baby in Memphis, a man has been detained. Two-day-old Kennedy Hoyle was last seen with her mother, who was killed overnight. Police say the man being held is known to the victims.
Very sad story. WRAG's Quamitra Wilburn spoke to family members who say they are desperate for answers.
They said they got like 50 police looking for. My thing is everybody should be looking for.
Family members of 27-year-old Danielle Hoyle are looking for answers after she was killed and her baby was reported missing.
It's 2 days old. I just want her to come home. They can't find her. They're looking for her. She needs her medicine. She needs a miracle. It's cold out here. I just need her to come home. I just want my grandbaby.
Hoyle's mother says her daughter left home around 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. She says her daughter told her she was taking her baby to the hospital for more testing. She last spoke to Hoyle around 7:30 and asked her if she made it to her destination.
She was like, yeah, Mom, I'm trying to get the baby out of the car. In the hospital.
April Campbell says she called and messaged her daughter multiple times, but didn't get a response. Around 11:30, Campbell said police officers knocked on her door asking what car her daughter drives and if she knows where Hoyle is.
They said it was an exit crime scene.
Memphis police say they found a body and an abandoned vehicle confirmed as being Hoyle's in the area of Sedgwick Street and Levi Road. Police confirm Hoyle was found shot and killed, but her daughter, two-day-old Kennedy Hoyle, was nowhere to be found. An Amber Alert was issued for Kennedy at 8:29 a.m. Family members say Hoyle was a hardworking mother who did her best to provide for her family. They say she also leaves behind a 10-year-old daughter.
And Gerard keeps asking what's going on, where her sister is, where her mommy is. And I can't tell her. She's been crying. She's been crying since she saw the police.
Reporting in Whitehaven, Quamitra Wilburn, WREG, News Channel 3.
Okay, now let me give you the backstory on this one. They arrest the father. The father lures the baby mama away to a spot, shoots her in the head, and he tells officials, y'all better sit down for this one. He tells officials that he threw the two-day-old baby in the Mississippi River. Just threw in the river. Threw the baby in the river, threw the gun in the river, and walked off. Y'all, we better pray. This done went to a whole nother level. These people are killing men, women, and children like it is nothing. Nothing. How can you take a two-day-old baby and throw him in the Mississippi River? That's terrible. It's terrible. I just was like, wow. You know, it's terrible. It's unbelievable. It just is. I don't know. I just don't know. This is when Israel got to step up. We got to continue to pray. I know y'all been praying, but we got to keep praying. We really do. We have to. That's why we have the women's cause and we do certain things to be able to bring and hopefully help young women understand, you know, how to conduct yourself, because everybody you lay down with don't love you. Everybody that you have a baby with don't love you and don't love that baby. They don't. It's just, we try everything we can. We do everything we can to just bring them to the cause so we can tell them and teach them certain things, you know, how to set boundaries, how not to let certain people go but so far in your life, and how to do certain things. These guys is doing some, they doing some heinous stuff. And like I said, they go to jail. They don't care nothing about none of that. They be like, well, I'll just go lay it down for 25 years. It ain't nothing. They don't. There's the judicial system is going to have to do something better than what they're doing, because these people don't have no fear of going to jail. They just don't care. A two-day-old baby. Just tossed her in the river like she was a bag of trash. And they've been combed. They was combing the river. This happened a while ago, but they've been combing the river and trying to find the baby. It's just too much. It's just too much. The man got mad because the man had his ex-wife's name tattooed on his arm. And she was nagging about it, getting it taken off. And he told her, if you don't shut up, I will kill you. And shot her and get choked. I think he choked her to death. Said, I killed her because she wouldn't shut up. It is a murder spirit in the land. I'm telling y'all. It's a murder spirit in the land. It really, really is. It's sad. It really is. I don't know. What the Bible talks about, these days is coming. And believe me, they are here. You know, so it ain't just the police. It's the people. It ain't just the black police or the white police. It's the people. It's something wrong with these people. It's something going on with these people to have these people doing this and have no remorse for it at all whatsoever. Area code 478, your mic is open. You on the air.
Yes, shalom, Sister Yaina. I was trying to talk to y'all in the class yesterday. For some reason, couldn't get through. But it's the love of many has waxed cold. And the Bible said that was going to happen. And it has happened, you know. Without a doubt, most people have no love inside of them now. And right. We got to start praying. We got to pray. And not only just for ourselves, but others. We need to pray to get out of here, because this place is like getting really off the chain now. It's just really crazy.
It sure is.
You know,
it is. I was
at work and the other night, and I'm watching. I'm standing there doing the little meeting thing with all my employees. And I'm smelling marijuana. People are just walking and smoking marijuana coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mean, out there on the property smoking marijuana. I mean, this is just people just doing whatever they want to. People, you know, we was looking out here the other day, and somebody killed somebody out here the other day. And I live in a little small town, you know, and they killing here.
Yeah. It's sad, man. It's scary. I mean, it really is a scary thing. People are distraught. People are, you know, and like Mikhail said yesterday, you know, people have, you know, they're on the verge. They haven't gotten to the point where it's anarchy, but people are on the verge. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to hold on with whatever they have, you know, and it's just the whole, I don't know if it's me. You tell me if it's me, but it just seems like the whole atmosphere is just grim.
It is.
Even when the sun is out, it's just a grim atmosphere. It's nothing. I don't know. It just seems like something is missing.
It's that time, Sister. You know, this place here, where we at right now, this is supposed to eventually become the habitation of every foul and evil spirit and every foul and evil bird. So maybe it's preparing itself for that.
Something is going on, brother. It's something going on. It is some serious stuff going on, and you just can't dismiss it because it ain't happening to you. Everybody be like, well, that's on them. No, you can't do that. We can't just dismiss it because it's not happening to you, because something has to be done. Something has to be done. This is just, you know, and you hate to. It's almost like it's a setup to give the powers that be a reason to implement some other things in place so that they can bring in what they want to bring in. And that's probably true. They probably have unleashed certain things so that they can come in and find a solution. But I'm telling y'all, we better pray that we get up out of here. We got to go before the Most High and beg and plead. For real, because if they have just let evil do what it want to do, it ain't going to do nothing but get worse. They drove over a 8-year-old man. Drove over him like a speed bump.
This is just sad, Sister Jane. It's really sad.
The baby's father threw her into the Mississippi River.
At 2 days old.
Can you imagine if your son was on TV and you... Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't. I'll be honest, I couldn't.
And the thing about it is they went to the mother's house to where the son lived, and they wouldn't answer the door. I said, I can imagine not. I can imagine not answering the door. Because like I used to tell everybody, what you do don't just affect you. It don't just affect you. It affects everybody. He said he told him he threw the baby in the 2-day-old baby, his own child, in the Mississippi River. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Let me see.
Tonight, a Memphis man is charged this evening with the murder of his 2-day-old daughter and the mother of the child.
Yes, truly a heartbreaker, and a heartbreaking ending also to a search that began early this morning for the missing newborn. WRG's Melissa Moon, she joins us now live with more on why this is now, Melissa, a recovery effort.
Well, the father, Brandon Isabel, is locked up tonight. He is charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, especially aggravated kidnapping and tampering with evidence. Police say evidence suggests the baby is dead. Relatives of little Kennedy Hoyle were holding out hope the newborn would be found alive.
I'm just praying that she ain't hurt. I just want her to come home. That's all I want. I just want my baby to come home.
A statewide Amber Alert was issued for the 2-day-old baby after her mother, 27-year-old Danielle Hoyle, was found shot to death beside her car at Sedgwick Street and Levi Road in Whitehaven. This morning, police began searching along the Mississippi River on Mud Island, but haven't said what led them there. Then late this afternoon, they discovered a pink and gray car seat near a dumpster at the Walmart in Whitehaven, family members confirming it belonged to Kennedy. Police say they have evidence suggesting Kennedy is dead, but have not found her body.
You deserve it a day. Kennedy. You didn't have to hurt her.
Early on, Danielle's loved ones, including her mother, believed the baby's father, Brandon Isabel, was responsible for Danielle's death and the infant's disappearance.
You didn't want to take care of your child. You didn't want to be in her life. You should have left her alone.
Now, police just released new information. They say that Brandon Isabel confessed to shooting and killing Danielle Hoyle. He told investigators he threw the baby in the water off the Mud Island boat ramp and threw the weapon used to shoot Hoyle into the Mississippi River. Police are still investigating a motive. Live in the studio.
Can you imagine?
I done heard some stuff in my life, but that just takes the cake. Now you starting to get back with the same deprived mind that some slave owners used to have when they used to rip the babies out of the stomach. I mean, that's the same kind of mind.
Sure is. And what? There's no reason. There's no excuse. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing. He confessed. There's just no reason. I just don't know. This is just, you know, we've been talking for a long time. Let me see. Want to see what we have. We've been talking and preaching, Brother Yerushalayim, for a long time. I mean a long time. You know, and you see this kind of stuff, and it's just hard to believe that somebody could be that cold-blooded. You know, it's just hard to believe. It's hard.
It really is.
Have no remorse, no respect, no nothing. They just doing what they want to do.
I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss for words myself with that. It's just hard to even believe that this stuff is going on. You know, people getting that cold, but they are.
And the Bible said it was going to happen. He said, like you said, the love of many shall wax cold. It's going to wax cold. And it's going to wax cold. Men have become lovers of themselves more than lovers of Yah. You know, it is the most vain. This is the most vain society I have ever seen in my life. I have never seen anything like this in my life. Kids is killing they stuff because people don't like they stuff on Facebook. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, And then, like you said, you see the brothers, you know, we just seen, we can just name, we can run down the list of people that have been, our people that have been killed by police, and you all have watched this stuff on television, and then you turn around and beat a young man to death. Like I said, it's more to it than that. I don't care what nobody thinks. I don't believe they just did that for sport. I believe it's more to it than that. Like I said, I believe he saw something he wasn't supposed to see, or he heard something he wasn't supposed to hear, or he knew something he wasn't supposed to know. And I told my daughter, I said, if you ever get pulled over by the police and you think something is wrong, call 911 on your phone while it's streaming through your radio and let them know. Call 911 and tell them. Why you pulling over? No, it's just too much. Cause they record everything. They so busy trying to record confessions. You know, record this. Put this on. Record this. Cause it's just too much. I mean, it's just too much. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Like you said, that's the slave mentality. They used to throw our babies in the water for alligators to be able to bait alligators so they could catch alligators. Your own father?
Yeah, that's what makes this all too much. It's your own child. You kill your own child.
Yeah. You know, you girls better be careful who you laying down with for real. Y'all better really stop.
Yeah.
I mean, for real. Because it just, you know, it just ain't, I don't know. And then they walk off in handcuffs like that. It's a badge of honor or something. When they filming them on the news, they walking like it's a badge of honor. You have taken somebody's life. They have no regard for it no more. They don't really care. They're like, well, ain't nothing. The nigga got to die. I remember my son was walking home one night. Why, I don't know. At 2 o'clock in the morning, walking home and coming down the street that he really wasn't supposed to be walking down. And two guys tried to rob him. And they was like, man, he was like, man, give me your money. He was like, I don't have no money. Give me your money. He said, I don't have no money. The one dude said, just shoot that nigga and kill him, man. Just shoot the nigga and kill him. And the guy was like, I ain't saying to shoot him. And they walked off. They took his house keys. Well, I mean, he was so shook up behind that. I said, all praises be to the Most High. There wasn't nobody but Yah. They have no regard for human life at all whatsoever. My little grandsons wouldn't have been born today if they had went a whole nother way because he wouldn't have been here. You know, this is just, it's too much. It's too much, you know. And I guess they feel like that when you do something like that, that you ain't got to answer. You're going to answer for that one.
It's like you said, though, Sister Diane, this stuff is now getting to a point where we seeing stuff that we never thought we would see, you know. I don't think it's going to be, I'm saying this, and so that everybody can hear this, you know, this is Brother Yerushalayim's thoughts, nobody else's. But I really feel like, because when you go into the pseudepigrapher, that when you reading about the deliverance of Israel, it does state that, you know, they're going to be delivered on Passover, on the Passover festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm praying right here and right now that, boy, this Passover, we ain't going. That's why I've been trying to contact these other groups so that maybe we can all do it together. But I really feel like it ain't going to be long In my personal opinion, it's either going to happen in the next couple of months or it's going to happen in the next 14 months, but 14 months no longer.
I hope you're right about that. I really do hope so. Because this stuff is breaking down. Because, you know, this judicial system, the policing system, all this stuff is just breaking down to the point where the people have no fear. They have no fear. They don't care. And then, like I said, we got to feed them. We got to feed them. We got to house them. We got to do. It's just too much. They have no fear. And it's a dangerous thing.
But what would you fear, Sister Yaina? Think about it. You take the Most High out of the equation, and these young people, they have nothing to fear. There is no fear. We go to prison, what? I'm going to go to prison? Who cares? I'm going to get an Xbox. I'm going to get food I want. I'm going to get cell phone. I'm going to get just as many drugs inside there as I want. Only difference is I ain't got to pay no bills.
Nope. Sad. It's just so sad. It is so sad. It's a sad situation. You have taken somebody away from their families. That, you know, women are killing husbands for life insurance policies, and husbands is killing their whole family just because you want to be with somebody else. You know, the kids don't even get a chance to have a life. You just killed your whole family. I mean, just wicked stuff. And you wonder, where did these people come from that can come into your mind and you could act that out? Because everybody has bad thoughts. Everybody has evil thoughts. The devil toys with everybody's mind. But that you would do something like that and act something like that, it may not get to that point, but that you would act something like that out and kill your whole family, I mean, it's just too much. You just wonder. You just really wonder. You really do. It is really getting to be too much. We got to really begin to pray. Hold on. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that the times that we're in, remember, everyone walking among us is not human.
That's true.
We know that. So we don't know these people that are carrying out these acts like this, these horrendous acts. They are carrying a different seed from what we carry. That's what I believe.
That's true.
They came through another seed because, like you said, they have that look in their eyes. They, like you said, they don't have no feelings. They don't act like they're human. And remember, I think I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and I told you I knew someone that said, "Oh, I didn't know it could be this much fun playing with a little human."
Glad I know that was you, because I was about to email somebody like, "Who was that that said that?"
That was me. That was me. And she had put it all. It was on Facebook, and that was her own flesh and blood. That was her niece. That was her niece, her brother's child. And she was out with it playing, and I had to play it two or three times, and I let my husband listen. I said, "Did she say what I think?" She said, "Why? Who would say something like that? I never heard anyone in all my years anything like that."
Me neither.
That was my first time, and I was shocked. She may have taken it down now, but yeah, she was on there playing at the playground or somewhere, and she said, "Oh, I never knew it could be this much fun playing with a little human. That a little human could be so much fun," or something to that effect.
Because
I was saying, "Well, what are you?"
Right. Real talk. Like, what you mean? You're so much fun playing with a human. Well, what are you? Right, because that would be my first. That's cool. That's what I'm saying, honey. You know what, sis? I've been doing this for 10 years. You know, we started this in 2013, and we've been telling people this for 10 years, that everybody's not human, and even though they look like us, and they sound like us, and they move and they live among us, that everybody is not human. And people thought I was crazy, and they laughed it off. And I guess the powers that be didn't care because they felt like the people wasn't going to believe it anyway. But the more and more you see the things that people do, it has to make you question, you know, what's really going on.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, she verbally said it. Oh, I never knew it would be this much fun playing with a human. It's like, well, what are you? Crucial.
I don't remember what president it was, but I don't want to call the wrong president, but it was a housekeeper that worked in the White House, and she said that she had went up in the Oval Office, and the president had shape-shifted standing. He wasn't in human form. And then
I believe that.
He shape-shifted. She said he shape-shifted back, and he told her that not to tell anyone because her job would be at stake if she opened her mouth or whatever. But I think
I believe that.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember who it was. I want to say it's one of the Bush, but I don't want to say because I'm not sure. And this was years ago, and then we didn't hear any more from that lady, you know, what happened
I believe
to her
that.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I believe that. I could believe that all day long. Woo, Father, please deliver us. Please deliver us. I mean, people don't really realize, you know, what they're dealing with. They really don't. And I tell my kids all the time, you have to be careful who you invite in your world and bring into around your surroundings. You know, because I heard a man say that a long time ago. He said, you know, everybody think the devil look like a scary being with horns and tails and stuff, and he looked mean. He said, no, he's just the opposite. He's a good-looking fella. He's smooth talking and he good looking. So don't think he's walking around with a pitchfork and horns sticking out of his head. In other words, he can make himself be a beautiful man or a beautiful woman, either way it go. So, I mean, you got to understand that we're dealing with things that are beyond our comprehension, but you have to be there in order to understand it. And so many people are just in la-la land now. They're in la-la land. Social media has dumbed them down to the point all they care about is wigs, fingernails, eyelashes, and booty implants and breast implants and lip implants. That's all they care about. And it's like, come on now, wake up. This is big. We do our best. And that's all you can really do is do your best. Because they don't realize, you know, like the lady that gave birth, the lady whose body rejected the baby because the husband had ER1 blood, and the human body didn't recognize that blood type and killed the fetus, and the fetus was dead. I don't know. I just, like I said, you just have to really, begin to pray because this is something else. And when we was teaching this years ago, people thought I was crazy. They was like,
well,
the Israelites was like, y'all ain't a crazy. They thought I was crazy.
Do.
Probably do. Probably do. I don't doubt it. They do. They thought I was crazy. It's like, no,
well,
honey, you got to show
them. I'm getting that now. I'm receiving
I'm sure.
The same thing where people, I tried to, you know, talk to relatives and all, and they really think that, you know, something wrong with me. One of my brothers told his wife, she can't talk to me on the phone anymore.
I know how you feel, sis. I do. But guess what? When that ship show up in the air, they ain't going to have nothing. You ain't got to worry about that no more. They're going to be parked outside your house. And it ain't going to be crazy after a while, you know, but you do go through that. That's why they don't care whether we say it on the radio or not, because nobody really believes us. Everybody think we 14 karat crazy. They do. They'd be like, let them talk about it. Ain't nobody going to believe them. Nobody. They're going to write them off as being nuts. So, you know, they don't care. And you be looking like, okay, write us off
but
as being nuts.
Mm-hmm. They said, be careful of the ships, especially those spaceships that may appear. They already cloaked up there in the clouds and all, because they said if they pull, well, this is what, do a hologram or whatever in the sky and say, this is Jesus here, and he came to beam y'all up or whatever. And the people that go running out there under those ships and get taken up, that's not our, you know, that's not Yah. So, you know, just, you know, the ships we're supposed to go on is one supposed to go on the water, the cruise,
okay.
You know, cruise ships.
Say that, please say that. And then, you know, that's when he said, if any of thine be taken to the outermost parts of the heavens. That's Deuteronomy. I think that's Deuteronomy 32. Let me get it. I want to make sure I get it. Because everybody was like, what's
that's
that mean?
Deuteronomy
4?
Chapter 30, verse 4.
Okay, let me get it. Yeah. And then that's a possibility. Just to be able to mimic the rapture. That's
right.
What he said. Now, you know, and it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy 30, chapter 4, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, thou shalt call them to mind among the nations, whether the Most High thy Elohim has driven thee, and shall return unto the Most High thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then the Most High thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations, whether the Most High has scattered thee. And it says, if any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Most High thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. So, and he said, and the Most High thy Elohim will bring thee into a land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. So it's going to be some people that's going to be taken up into some spots and going into some places where, no. Everybody wants to beam me up Scotty stuff. You got to be careful. You know, because that ain't how we got here. The same way we went into captivity is the same way we leave. They walked into Egypt, they walked out. We were shipped in, we're going to be shipped out. Mm-hmm. You mess around, be somewhere that you wake up and be like, this don't look like Kansas. Like, this don't look like Kansas to me. You're like, oh, no, you don't. For real. No, honey. That's, you know what? That's what I told the Most High the other day when I was in prayer. I said, if I could ask for one thing, I want to know your voice. I want to make sure. I don't want to be tricked. I want to make sure that this is you. Because they said the deception is going to be strong. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. So, you know.
Well,
we have
a lot of people. Some people have told me when I was, you know, trying to let them know what was going on, and they said, well, I'm deceived. Well, if you go and get on a ship, you don't know, they might be kidnapping you and taking you somewhere. I said, well, you have to walk by faith.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I don't believe the Lord's not going to deceive his own people. And that he's saying, you would know his sheep knows his voice. You would know the voice. Because your spirit is going to resonate with your spirit, with your soul. You would know. And when the angels come to get us, I heard they're going to be in human form, not with no wings and all. You would know if they come and knock on your door or find you wherever you are at work or wherever and say, hey, it's time to go. I don't know what they're going to say, their exact words, but your spirit would resonate with them, and you would know that that's not just a stranger talking to you.
Yeah, they don't, but you know what? That'll be all worked out because they don't know Yah. And, you know, you have to kind of have some compassion for them because all they know is what they have been taught. But Yah will make it, they'll know what time it is because I believe it's going to get so bad for us that we're going to have to get up out of here, you know, that they're going to have to go, you know, and it just is what it is, and that's going to happen. You know, they'll know when it's time. They'll know what they have to do in order to get up out of here, you know, I believe. I really do believe.
And I'm like what the young man says. I'm hoping it's coming very soon.
Yeah, I think it is. I really do think it is, because I'm telling you, we are facing evil at a whole nother level that nobody has ever seen before, ever. You know, it just, you know, iniquity, he said, the love of many shall wax cold, and it is cold. They cold-blooded. They don't even care, you know.
No, they don't.
Cold-blooded. But just keep praying for them, because when the time comes, they're going to want to leave, because it's not going to be, it's already losing it, whether they can see it or not. You know, some people be like, well, you know, I'm happy. I have a house. I have children. We have nice cars. I got a decent job. You know, I can pretty much make it from here and just grow old and take care of my family. But the dynamics are getting ready to change. You know, the things that we hold as a foundation is getting ready to change. I went to the grocery store today to get a money order. And I was at the customer service desk, and I asked the guy, I said, you know, I didn't know that Fifth Third is not open in the grocery stores anymore on Sunday. He said, no, they've been gone a long time. He said, they actually are moving out of our stores. He said, and they're actually combining a lot of the locations that they have around the city. I said, I didn't even know that. He said, yeah, because everybody's starting to do things online now. So you don't really have to have a human body anymore in the banks to be there for you, because they got everything set up online now. Well, you don't even have to have no person there. So they're combining it and getting rid of all the people. So they're slowly working it to the point where it feels like it's convenient for you, but that's all about control. That's what it is. I said, wow. Yeah. You know, that's what we're dealing with. That is exactly what we're dealing with, and it's kind of scary, but, you know, when those things start happening, and, you know, they start really controlling your money and what you do and where you go and where you can't go, it changes things. You know? You know, the girl walked into Bank of America. She said, I want you guys to see this. She walked into Bank of America, the way they have it set up now, because we have branches here. You take your debit card and you put it up to the door, and you swipe the debit card at the door, and the door opens. There's nobody in there. You have two ATM machines on the wall, and then you have two doors to the left where you can go in the door and sit down and talk to a virtual assistant. Talk to a virtual assistant. They're getting rid of everybody. This is happening. Hold on. Let me play this for you. Hold on.
Benny is here with a growing development. This is happening in surprising numbers. We all sort of take our local bank for granted until it's gone.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, you look at all the ones that have closed, and maybe temporarily during this pandemic, but the bottom line is it may be closing for good. So here's a question. How long will your neighborhood bank branch be there? We're using them less often. So now banks are beginning to rethink the whole idea of branches.
The temporary closure of this Wells Fargo bank in Oakland caught customers by surprise.
I'm super annoyed and super irritated. This is a huge inconvenience, and I wish something could be done about it.
Last year, Wells Fargo closed 221 branches. That's more than any other bank. This branch did reopen, but is no longer open on Saturdays. Bank of America shut down this branch in Brisbane, leaving the small city south of San Francisco without any bank. Chase turned off the lights at this branch in South San Francisco early in the pandemic. It reopened, offering a different set of services. Beth Mills of the Western Bankers Association says that's a trend seen at other banks, too.
It's a little bit different where it's not where people are going to deposit checks and take money out, but rather go for financial services.
A report from Global Market Intelligence found banks at a record by closing nearly 4,000 branches last year and opened just 1,000 new ones. That's a net loss of 2,927 branches. James Wilcox is with the Haas Graduate School of Business.
Can you imagine they closed 4,000 branches? 4,000.
That's just crazy. What is going to happen?
Begin there. So, you know, when you walk into a branch and you realize, you know, that there's nobody else in there, and you know, you realize that this is where we're going, it's going to be changes made, and they're making them, like they said, they used the pandemic as the benchmark, and as a reason for that, they cut out the human interaction. So as they change the banks, you know, I got a cousin that had a church. They're closing down the churches now. You know, the people are going to church online. They're banking online. They're doing everything online. Everything is becoming virtual. Everything. You know, all this is all a part of the way that this thing is set up. And we're moving rapidly in there. So as we move and you realize that this is really going to take away from your civil liberties and your ability to be able to control your life, that's going to set everything up. They'll be coming back around when they see what it is. They'll come back around when they see what it is. They will.
But that sets up that universal basic income thing where they tell you to go home, we'll take care of you, just take this mark.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. And everybody know about the mark of the beast. Because like I said, we've been talking about that for the last 40-some years. Everybody knows about the mark of the beast. Everybody do. Like he said, they're taking away their health care and all the stuff going on over in England. Everybody, they're getting this thing ready to be able to come out and let everybody know that they have taken control.
Someone did a video, and they were showing that that there were, I think, three ways that you could accept this mark of the beast, and they were saying, so don't be deceived. They were saying one way was the chip under the skin or whatever, the size of the grain of rice. They said that's one way. Another way, they said, was a tattoo on your wrist or somewhere with the, it looked like a barcode in the store, but except it's going to be 666. And then they had a third way, I forget what that one was, but they said if you did any of those three, you accepted the mark of the beast when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said that's why all these, they got these people, so everybody and their mama got tattoos all over on it. You know,
yeah,
shoulders, back, and, you know, and they said that was one of the reasons they were pushing the tattoos, because then when they said, oh, you can just get this tattoo, they're not going to think they're accepting the sign of the beast, but they said, oh, I didn't take no chip. But if they said if they get that tattoo put on them, on their wrist or arm or somewhere, it's going to have 666, the barcode, and they accepted it without even knowing.
And my boss told me, and she a Gentile, My old bosses told me, her pastor told him to take it anyway because you ain't going to be able to buy, sell, or do anything unless you have it. I said, really? My pastor said, you ain't going to be able to buy, sell, or do anything unless you have it. So what are we supposed to do? I said, really? So, I mean, you know, and the world religion, they getting that ready. I mean, all this stuff is getting set up. And it's like, whoa. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. You just got to, you know, you all you can do is pray for them, you know, because most people, like I said, we've been talking about this for 40-plus years. So most people know about it. They really don't believe it. You know, the Most High has just graced you to have a different type of knowledge than most people have. And even though they try to act like they don't believe you and they laughing behind your back, eventually they're going to have to come back your way and ask you to explain it to them. Eventually. You know, it's, it, we really do need to pray. I mean, seriously. But, you know, you're going to run into that. People going to think you crazy. My family think I'm crazy. And I've been on the internet for 10 years talking. They still think I'm crazy. And I still put things in their little group chats and different videos and stuff, and I leave it alone. You know, because, you know, either you're going to buy into it or you're going to stand up. You're going to have to stand for something. You know? You're going to keep on, you're going to believe this mess and think everything they got your best interest at heart, or you are going to be able to see it. You know? It's crazy. It is crazy stuff, and it's really sad. Mm-hmm. It's really something sad, I'm telling you. And you just never know. Even with them coronaviruses and all that stuff, you just don't never know what that was all about. You just will never know what that is. You know? Like I said, they look like us. Fine. Some of them is beautiful, beautiful women, good-looking men, and you're like, oh, he look good. They wear their pants drooping, and they wear the same thing you used to wear. And their DNA is completely different. And most people don't care as long as you look good. They don't care nothing about that. Do that as long as he look good. As long as he look good, they don't care. No. It's unfortunate. It just, you know, it's right there. And then, so, see, because what y'all did was, he put a mechanism in our bodies, especially women, that if we're impregnated by a blood that's not supposed to be there, the body rejects it, and it kills the fetus. He did that on purpose. It'll live for a while, but once it gets to a certain trimester, you know, the body will automatically kill the fetus. It really will. You know? And it's really something, I'm telling you. It's just, but people, a lot of people don't know that either. There's a lot of things that people don't know. And sometimes they don't want to know. They be like, I don't want to know all that. Just leave me alone. It's like, okay. Have it your way. I'm good with it. You know, I still got to tell you, though. The Bible tells me it's my responsibility to tell you. Now, once I tell you, my hands is clean. You're going to make the final choice. The choice is going to be yours. So don't feel bad because they say you crazy. They say we all crazy. We get that. Everybody get that label. They done lost their mind. They done gone crazy. And you think about it. You say, don't you think it's strange that everybody is doing the same thing? That you have the majority of people that's doing the same thing and saying the same thing and living the same way? I said, don't you think that's odd? Because the Bible said, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and you'll find a traveler every once in a while. That's what they say. So it's not the majority. The way that y'all expects us to live, the majority is not doing it. If everybody's speaking in tongues and everybody is baptized and everybody's going to heaven, something is wrong. Wide is the gate and broad is the way. He said, and they party, and every chance you could see that gate is wide open and people partying all the way to destruction. What'd he say? So this is not a very popular thing to have. It's not knowledge is not always popular. It's not even always approved. You're going to get some kickback. You're going to be crazy. People are going to think something wrong with you. You're in a cult and all that kind of stuff because everybody else is doing the same thing. So, yeah, you're going to get that. You just might as well just, yeah. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, knowledge is painful. It's a painful thing to have because everybody don't want it. They don't. They want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. But you still got to tell them. And that's what I tell them, like, look, I still got to tell you. Like, I got a lot of family members, my younger family, my nieces and nephew, everybody want to be gay now. It's like, wait, hold up, what? So what I decided to do was I'm going to make a video and put it up on the Facebook page that I know everybody has to explain to them why that's not acceptable with the Most High. Because, again, that's a trend where everybody's trying it now. Cousins, that nieces that I know like men, now all of a sudden got girlfriends. And it's like, no, that's against y'all's law. No, you can't live like that. You can't do that. Now, it's my job to tell you. Now, what you do once I give you that information, that's on you. So since I don't have Facebook, I'm gonna make a video and I'm going to put it up on there with the scriptures to let them know that lifestyle is forbidden, just like fornication and all the other stuff is forbidden. You can't do everything you want to do just because you feel like you want to do it. I don't care what they say. We follow Yah's laws, statutes, and his commandments. Now, once I tell you, my hands are clean. Do what you want. But you'll never get before the Most High and say, I ain't know nothing about that. Ain't nobody told me that. He going to say, yes, I did. I sent somebody to tell you. I just put roll up. He's going to tell the angels, roll the tape. And he's going to be, and they're going, everybody going to get to see it. Girls that's looking like dudes because they taping their breath down and wearing big old shirts and talking like, no, we can't live like that. That's not the way his people live. Now, what the world do, and it's been around forever. Homosexuality ain't nothing new, like fornication ain't nothing new, and adultery and all that stuff ain't nothing new. But the Most High explicitly talks against it, and you just can't do it. So, once we tell you, that's on you. And that don't mean we mistreat nobody, and we don't treat nobody different. We're not mean to nobody, but we still have to tell you. That's just real. You know? No. It's not comfortable with this stuff. It's not comfortable. It's not popular. People don't like you all the time. They feel like you the weird one. You the odd one out. Man, what you with? Don't nobody want to go over her house. She always talking that Bible stuff. My sister told me one time, okay, I just got one question. I don't need you to tell me nothing else but just the one thing that I asked you. Okay. Ain't going to bother me. And I told her that one thing, and that's all. I said, that's it? Yeah, that's it. Okay, goodbye. I'm going through no changes no more. But I have to tell you.
I have a question that's been asked of me over and over, and I say it, I was going to, every time I come on the Sabbath, I forget to ask you. The question that people are asking me, they know what they cannot do on the Sabbath, no cooking, cleaning, you know, stuff like that. But they ask me, well, what can I do? Can I do a puzzle? Can I sit in my chair and do a hobby? Can I watch TV? Can I do this? Can I do that? And I just wanted to know, you know, what's your take on some of these things? I know you can't cook, you can't do housework, you can't buy or sell, but I cannot tell them specifically that, no, you cannot do a crossword puzzle or you cannot watch TV programs. I didn't know for sure. I know I don't do it, but that don't mean, you know, what I don't do that they don't do. Just like I remember a few years ago you said you don't turn on anything, you know, whether it's a toaster oven or a microwave or a coffee maker. I don't either. I don't. Anything I have to turn on or press a button, I don't do it. But a lot of people feel, can I, you know, run something in the microwave?
No, because you're cooking.
You're cooking. That's the way I feel. And they
still
would say,
cooking.
Well,
so no. And then, you know, people say, well, you cut the light switch on. That's just like, no, the light's already on. And no, I don't cut the computer on. The computer's already on the Sabbath day, so I'm not kindling a fire. Everything is already on. I don't have to cut on anything. Now, but you have to, I look at it like this, baby steps. You know, baby steps. Just don't cook on the Sabbath. You know, and the Sabbath is supposed to be a day that you dedicate to the Most High. So I try to do everything that deals with religion. I'm dealing with Yah's stories. There's a lot of movies on YouTube that you got to, now you can deal with white people being in the character of it. You know, you got the story of David. You got the story of Joseph. You got the story of Daniel. All that's there for you to watch. You know what I'm saying? You got all kind of things on there. You got people that are reading the Bible on YouTube. You got all kind of different things. You can play Bible games with your family and different anything that's related to Yah. Anything that's related to current events that are dealing with prophecy. I try to stay in that area so that I don't watch my regular programs. Like I like FBI shows and stuff. I don't watch that on the Sabbath. I don't do those kind of things. But anything related to Yah, and then have them try to come to a class because that helps to take some of the time away.
Because
if you're just trying to by yourself, it gets lonely.
I've given out the number to several people. I think one person may have dialed in, and then after that, I'm busy, or they still doing stuff on the Sabbath. They don't want to take the time to listen. So, you know, that's all I could do. I planted the seed.
Baby steps, just baby steps. You know, just pray for them. Baby steps. Mm-hmm. They have to. When I first started keeping the Sabbath, I was cooking on the Sabbath. I didn't even know you weren't supposed to cook. But I wasn't with anybody to show me that. And then the Most High began to show me, you know, what it was that I wasn't supposed to. You're not supposed to kindle a fire. So I didn't know those things, but my heart was right. I was on my way to being right and learning how to do it. So baby steps, you know what I'm saying? Some people will say, well, I ain't going to do no housework, but I'll do this. Or I ain't going to take what they have. The Most High will help them to get to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
I was by myself doing it. You know, and that was such a people, it was a burden for people. Why you can't come outside? How come you can't come to the game? What is it that you're doing over there that you can't be a part of none? You can't never. I went through the whole shabam. But now they know, don't bother her from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. That's her Sabbath. They don't even bother me now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now they, we need to keep the Sabbath too. I said, hey, you got the information. Don't bother me now. I love it. I can't wait till they come in. That's the one day I get some rest because you realize once you start doing it, you've just been ripping and running like a mad person. It's like, no. So just you pray for them and you told them what they needed to know. And one plants, one waters, and Yah gives the increase. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. It's a day of rest. He don't want you doing
okay,
nothing.
Thank you.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I know how
wash
to explain
clothes,
it.
None of that. Rest.
Yeah, I know how to explain it to them, you know, next time they ask. Because, I mean, they were going, well, I used to doing my workout. I said, well, it got work in it. You know, you can exercise the other 6 days of the week. You can rest your body on that day, but, you know, they have to do what they, you know, like you said, baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah. Work out once the sun go down on Saturday. You know, just change it up. Just work out once the sun go down. I usually cook all my meals and get what I'm going to get on Thursday or Friday before the sun goes down. I have everything that I'm going to eat that's already there prepared. And then when the sun go down, everything shuts down. I don't do nothing but rest.
Oh, I have one more question. On Thursdays, because every time I call in, I come in at the very end of the program. So what time do you start?
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, all right.
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But yes, ma'am, it's a blessing that they even asking, because some people don't want to know. You know, and that's what I told my son. I said, when we really get set up, if we still here, I really want you to start thinking about putting a sports team together for our younger children so they can play and enjoy each other's company in sports on Sunday, because all the games are on Saturday. All the practices are on Saturday. They do that stuff on purpose. And then our kids want to participate, but they can't break the Sabbath. So we have to be separate and apart. You know, we can have a league of soccer or something with them for our own kids until we get ready to leave. You know, but if we're here that long, I hope we don't have to be. Because once we get with y'all, that's going to be erased. I hope we don't even remember that stuff. You know, but yeah, baby steps. But I don't cook anything. I have other people who do. They'd be like, I ain't not wrong with warming up some coffee. Okay, well, you do what you got to do. I don't say nothing to nobody. It's like, hey, whatever you feel like doing, do. Not my call. You know, I don't do it. You know. So that's a very good, you know, good question, because a lot of people, you know, they don't ask. They like, well, but we got baby steps. Pray for them. Have mercy on them, y'all, because we got to do what we got to do. You know, but like I said, for me, I love the Sabbath. I can't wait. It can't get here fast enough. I'd be so glad when I clock out on Friday. Like, woo! I might go to bed at 6 o'clock in the afternoon because I'll just be tired. It's like, shoot, and I wake up at 11 and eat me something and then watch me a little program on the show on television or something, and then go back to sleep again and wake up again and go back to sleep again. I mean, I rest. I really do rest. And it's good family time, because it make you shut all that social media stuff off, all that stuff, cut it off. So, it's a good question. Thank you for asking that, because a lot of people want to know that. You know. But we get there. We're going to get there, because I believe y'all's people is waking up. And we have to get to know our Elohim. And you know, one of my cousins asked me when I was at my grandmother's funeral. Matter of fact, it's the cousin who just lost her daughter not too long ago. She came to my grandmother's funeral, and I was sitting there, and one of the family friends walked up to me with her husband, and she was like, "Girl, what church you go to now?" I said, "I don't ascribe to organized religion anymore." I said, "I don't do any churches. I'm a Hebrew Israelite." And my cousin looked at me and she said, "Why did you change? What made you change?" And I didn't get to tell her, but I thought about that the other day. I said, when I do see her again, I have one thing to tell her. I met Yah. I had the opportunity to meet Yah. That's what changed me. I met the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And everybody just looked like, what? You know, because my family is a church family. You know, like, what? You don't go to church no more? No, don't miss it. So it's an adjustment. You know, they don't understand. You know, I went through it, you know, so we just learn. You know, I just take my time with it and be like, well, you'll get it.
And they really into their football games.
Oh, yeah. I like football, too. I do. I like football. Matter of fact, when I get off here, I'm going to watch the game at 6 o'clock. I like football. I always have been a football fan. You know, but I can take it or leave it. I can leave it here when I leave and not think about it again. You know, I don't go to the stadiums, and I ain't paying no money to do nothing with like that. But do I watch it? When it ain't the Sabbath and it's an off day, yeah, I watch it. I ain't going to lie. I watch it and love to watch it. But I ain't, you know, like I said, I could take it or leave it. You know, I like to shop. I like going shopping. I like to do all kind of different things. You know, I'm going to eventually start taking some singing classes in a little bit. That's because a hobby is you have to have an outlet. You have to have a hobby. You know, because this story is going to move along anyway. You can't change y'all story, and you can't stay on your knees 24/7. You have to be able to, you know, do something to get away, to break up the monotony. You know, I like to make homemade pillows, different design pillows, and which I like a lot of different things that I'm starting to explore, you know, that I enjoy doing that relaxes me. But when the Sabbath come in and the high holy days, I shut it all down. I do too. I like football. I'm not a basketball fan anymore because I don't watch it, but I like football now. You know, by myself. So y'all know when I hang up from here, I'm gonna be hooping, hollering, and screaming. Hold on a minute. Area code 717. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
I want to say I agree with you because I didn't understand anything about football, but I wanted to connect with my son. So I started watching it with him. He would tell me to be quiet, and he would try to explain during the game. And I wanted so badly just to have something in common with him so I would be there with the football games. I would be screaming and yelling. He would be like, no, that's the enemy. So I kept on. I hung with him until I learned, and we got very close because of it. And he's a Giant fan, and today – I'm a fan because of him, and that was many years ago. So that's true. It helps you connect with your family when you do, like, sports and stuff.
Heck yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, we could play. Shoot, you know, when before we was into this, you know, we were celebrating Thanksgiving, we would have a real live football game outside the house before dinner was cooking. The men against the women. Honey, we had too much fun. But that's what family is about. You know, we don't want to be so isolated and sanctified. We don't, because ain't nothing wrong with watching sports. You know, you can't stay, you can't do this 24/7. You have to have an outlet. You really do. You have to be able to do something. You know, even for the married couples, have a date night. Take your wife out and stuff. Don't stop being romantic because you're an Israelite. You know, you listen to some of these crazy groups. You ain't going to do nothing but sit in the corner moaning all day. No. We supposed to be able to live a regular, normal life. And just because you do that don't mean you sinning. Shoot. Still have a life. You know, but what they do is they see these groups on YouTube with all this crazy teaching and stuff, and it turns people off. They're like, I ain't getting in that. I ain't getting ready to have nothing to do with that. So... that's how, what I believe, you know. Like I said, I like a lot of different things. I'm into a lot of different things. You know, I like perfumes and different things. I like certain stuff. So we can still do things like that. But it's time for our show to be over. My daughter talking about, don't be rushing the radio show off either because you're trying to get to the game. I said, I wouldn't dare do that. She said, don't be trying to end early. I said, the game doesn't start until 6 o'clock. That's the pregame. You know, now the real game started at 6:30. We are, Cincinnati Bengals is again getting ready to play the game that determines whether they're going to be in the Super Bowl. So I'm going to be there watching, you know, closing my eyes, screaming, hooping and hollering and all that. I'm going to do all that, you know. But, I don't, you know, like I said, I don't buy jerseys and I ain't buying no tickets and I ain't doing all that, you know, but I do like to watch it alone, so. So before we go, I'm going to ask Brother Yerushalayim if he will lead us in prayer. Brother Yerushalayim, you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. All
right.
Yes, I will.
Are you watching the game today or not?
Yes, I am. Yes, ma'am.
Woo!
I actually am. And I hope Cincinnati does good.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. We'll get everybody turned to the east. Give everybody just a second. And we'll go ahead and pray now. Say, blessed be you, O Yahweh, the Ancient of Days. May you, your name, endure forever and for always. May all power, praise, honor, glory, and gratitude go to you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father. We thank you so much for keeping us and keeping us healthy and safe during this time. We pray that you watch over us and our families. We pray that you guide your people back to where we need to be. We beg for you to deliver us out of these lands where you scattered us for reproach. And we beg and plead with you for your protection and your love. We pray that those in our families who have not yet opened their eyes to truth, that you open their eyes if it be their will, open their eyes if it be their will, be your will. Thank you, Father, for the sustenance you provided for all the people, for all our families. And we pray, we really pray for you to deliver us out of this place. Because right now, we need you, Father. We need your love. We need your guidance. We need your protection. We thank you for everything and all things and say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. All right, you guys. Don't forget now, next Saturday after the Sabbath is over, we got a new moon ceremony. So make sure you get all your food and everything you need to do because you can't buy or sell anything from Saturday at sundown to Sunday at sundown of next week. So don't forget, we'll be announcing it all week. And you guys continue to pray for us as we will pray for you. And we'll see you this week on our regularly scheduled programs. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.